On the first day of session, Senate Republicans, with the help of Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling's tie-breaking vote, organized Senate committees with Republican majorities. Last week, Senate Democrats renewed their request for greater representation on committees to reflect the evenly divided chamber. The Republicans refused. Now the Senate budget, which the Lieutenant Governor is prohibited from voting on, and which requires 21 votes to pass, has failed, with all Democrats voting against it or not voting. Senate Republican leader Tommy Norment of James City says the Democrats are playing politics, despite the many concessions he says have been made on his side of the aisle to accommodate their budget concerns.
Because the Democrats in the Senate did not take one amendment out to discuss it, because they did not offer one amendment to change that budget, Senator Stash and the Senate Finance Committee put many, many amendments in there as a result of what they asked. And they asked and they gave nothing in return but a no vote. We have heard from many of our Democratic senators about education, that we've got to be sensitive to the children of Virginia. We've heard from the Senate Democrats how we have to be concerned about the safety net programs and those needy individuals who rely upon some form of government program to assist them. By their vote today, they have caused a financial reverberation across the Commonwealth of Virginia that says to those school boards, that says to those local governments, that says to those free medical clinics, your finances are uncertain.
Senator Don McEachin of Henrico says he and his fellow Democrats are concerned with issues and not power.
We weren't going to support a budget that's going to send tax credits to private schools when we're funding education on a per pupil basis at a level of 10% lower than we did in 2007. We weren't going to fund a budget that was going to put 4,500 seniors out of their nursing homes. During the first part of the recession, we cut the rest of the budget more than we cut those things that have impacted low-income people. Since the McDonald administration has come in, we have cut the programs that affect low-income people more than the programs that affect the rest of the budget. We weren't going to do that. This budget would have empowered the State Board of Elections to enforce those voter suppression laws that we oppose. This budget would have allowed the health department to go in there and get between a doctor and his patient and order an ultrasound that neither the doctor nor the patient thought was necessary. These are substantive reasons. Tommy wants to talk about power. We're talking about people. Everything that we're doing is designed to try to bring about the will of the people of Virginia as it was reflected in the elections. We are using the powers that the Constitution gives us to try to influence the course of events.
Republican senators now plan to amend the House budget to conform with their spending plan, though a final budget must eventually pass both the House and Senate in order to ultimately be signed by Governor Bob McDonnell and enacted. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.